There is blatant, above-board, in-our-face fraud happening right now in America that is designed to be anti-democratic, anti-American, designed to make people's votes not matter in a way that makes life worse for everyone. And gerrymandering, very simply, is when people in power get to choose their voters instead of voters getting to choose the people in power. These politicians no longer have to worry about appealing to a broad group of voters. They don't have to persuade swing voters or work across the aisle. Instead, their only real threat is a challenger from within their own party, which means that working across the aisle doesn't just become not appealing. Getting things done, doing things you're proud of, become a liability. You get challenged from someone more extreme and more ideologically rigid. And so in making what I think are cowardly choices to redraw these districts so that you don't have to worry as much about your election, representatives don't just deliver more power to their party, they actually degrade the fabric of the country, which is what is happening in Texas right now. The Republican-led legislature recently introduced House Bill 4, a mid-decade redistribution plan designed to flip up to 5 congressional seats. That would raise GOP control from 25 to 30 of Texas's 38 House districts. And this isn't like a response to new data. It's an off-cycle power grab. It is purely that. It was said to be so by Donald Trump, who pressured Governor Abbott into calling a special session to push this plan through.